Republicans got exactly what they wanted from this decision yesterday. The court not only took the case, it wiped out all of Circuit Judge Marianne Sumi's rulings and shut the door on an appeal. And the court did not mince words. The majority opinion authored by conservative justices Michael Gableman, Annette Ziegler, and Patience Rogensack said Judge Sumi, quote, invaded the legislature's constitutional powers when she blocked the bargaining plan from taking effect. Republicans, like Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald, were pleased with the ruling.
I think the court ruled that the circuit court overstepped its boundaries and that, you know, we followed our rules and didn't violate the Constitution. So we feel, vindicated by what we did, and what we did was right.
The entire case stemmed from a surprise conference committee called by Republicans the evening of March 9th that set the stage for final passage of the collective bargaining bill. Even the Supreme Court acknowledged that Republicans gave less than 2 hours public notice before they met, well short of the 24 hours notice required under the open meetings law. But the court said it was up to the legislature to interpret its own rules of proceeding. Speaker Fitzgerald said the court recognized that different rules apply for different types of session days.
Obviously, we have to follow those rules when you're in that particular session. We were in a special session at that time. We obeyed and followed all the rules that are upheld by the Constitution, and the court saw it our way.
But Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca, who filed the open meetings complaint, said he was extremely disappointed. Barca called it a huge step backward for Wisconsin's reputation of open government.
You know, what in effect they're saying is that the legislature is above the law. Because if in fact the open meetings law, which the legislature specifically invited the attorney general and the district attorney to hold us accountable, if they cannot hold the legislature accountable in that case, they cannot hold the legislature accountable in any case.
Barca's comments were downright timid compared to the dissent authored by Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson. Abrahamson said the majority's opinion was full of disingenuous explanations, accused concurring Justice David Prosser of a, quote, partisan slant, and said the decision incorporated numerous errors. Abrahamson said the four justices in the majority were entitled to their opinions, but not to their own facts, which she accused them of making up. She blasted the four-justice majority for minimizing, if not eliminating, a right guaranteed in the state constitution that the doors of the legislature shall be kept open. Wrote Abrahamson, quote, unreasoned judgments breed contempt for the law. The majority, she continued, by sacrificing honest reasoning, leads us down a pernicious path. The ruling was handed down just as the president of the state's teachers union was preparing to address a crowd of protesters outside the Capitol building. Wisconsin Education Association Council President Mary Bell said it meant 50 years of collective bargaining history for Wisconsin public employees was now gone.
Well, it's sad. It's going to be confusing. As I've said from the beginning, they're introducing an element of chaos into our schools at a time when they're defunding them at record levels.
The ruling also came down just in time to prevent Republican legislators from voting on the collective bargaining plan a second time. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.